We have to talk to this person. Oh, is you know what? There's a headset right behind you.
This is brought to you by
Taco Cabana.
All right, so before we get to what went down last night with Questlove, we promised everyone yesterday that we would do something, and now it's time to do that something, because our old pal Robin is over here. Robin from Mile High Sports, right?
Yes.
I remember correctly. Here, pull that thing toward you.
Hang on, hang on. Close to your face there. There you go.
Talk.
Never a dull moment.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. Now, this is Robin. We saw her yesterday. She's with Mile High Sports, and
yes.
She's a jack of all trades.
She was wearing that same dress to the media party last night that she wore all day yesterday.
That dress got a good workout.
And the same shoes, too, right?
It did, yeah.
Oh, man.
Are you wearing big old heels?
I'm actually wearing the same shoes I wore yesterday.
Oh, God. That looks uncomfortable.
Lots of ibuprofen.
It's okay. Now, we told her, because she was wearing that really sultry, sexy dress.
Ibuprofen and cocaine. That's what I use.
It's the best double. She was wearing that very sexy dress. The very revealing, plunging dress.
I don't know. I mean, it came down past my knees. It's not like it was bandage material.
Well, no, it didn't.
It's not like it had a little cutout above
his
chest.
It's not like it plunged down to your knees, but, you know, they don't have to.
Yeah. We saw boobies. See, we act like we're 13, even though we're 50. So, and you talked to Gordon this morning. He saw you. Were you wearing the same outfit this morning, too?
Yes.
You need to do like some sort of quick change at lunch where you run home
and it's
find me a sponsor for that?
It's brand new. You should with Mile High Sports. So we were talking about her. Her boyfriend is here too. He's with Mile High Sports as well. So I talked to your boyfriend last night.
You did?
Just briefly, very briefly, because someone was like, you know, he was giving your girlfriend a hard time or whatever, and he goes, I don't give an S. I was like, oh, this guy's great.
He's got my back. Awesome.
Yes, this guy's great. We were not giving you a hard time.
He'll be sleeping on the couch tonight.
He will not. He will most certainly not. He will be right next to you, cuddling and snuggling. So we need to review your outfit because we said we would. Okay, so yesterday we gave it an A. No, we gave it an A-.
Yeah.
So we could have the bar set at a certain point.
Right.
So it could actually go up. So now, this is not as revealing as a dress, but I do find it very intoxicating, because it's like, is this leather on the bottom?
It's leather.
It's leather and lace.
I'm going to need you to stand up, madam.
I'm going to allow that.
I'm going to need
you to... And this guy is clearly going to get a camera or something.
And leather!
I'm going to need you to...
I can't. It's
you can take the headset off.
Yeah, take the headset off for just a second. And let's whisk the hair back a little bit if we could here.
Right? You do have a lot of hair. Is that real? Oh, my God.
Yes. Okay. We do have a leather and lace.
Yes. It's leather and then there's lace on top. And
what's that wear?
I enjoy that. Okay. You can sit down now. I don't want to rank it above what was going on yesterday, but I do find this to be incredibly classy. Matter of fact, I think I am going to rate it above, because there's still a little bit of mystery involved. Yesterday, there wasn't a lot of mystery.
I'm going to rate it a bit below yesterday.
You know why? He doesn't like mystery.
Because of the plunge factor. The lack of the plunge factor with this. If you had a little bit more plunge going on than this, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's nice. You're a very attractive woman. Make no mistake about that. But the plunge of yesterday has stayed with me.
I need to see. You're a dark-haired gal by trade, right?
Yes.
When did you go blonde?
I went blonde in college, and then I went back brunette, and then I went back blonde probably 7 years ago, six years ago.
Fascinated to see what you look like with dark hair.
And you're how old?
35. You asked me this yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, she's just a kid.
She's slipping.
She's just a pup. He has issues, okay? I clearly remember how old you were. Clearly remember. Did you have fun last night at the media party?
I did.
It was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yes.
Did you get to go bowling at all?
I didn't. I found out this morning there was a bowling alley there, which I don't know how you miss a bowling alley, but I did.
It was incredible.
So you bowled?
I did. It was fun. We all bowled.
Did you throw strikes?
I threw strikes. I did.
I throw gutters, so
it's okay.
Probably wouldn't have been a good thing anyway.
Did you like? Did you like? Excuse me. Did you like the food?
Yes. I didn't eat much of it.
Dude, why not? You worked all day in high heels and a black and white booby dress.
That interferes with my buzz.
Oh, God.
That's actually a good point.
What's your drink of choice?
White wine, like a not Chardonnay, like a Pinot Grigio or Sauvignon Blanc. So
and that's it? No cocktails? No brown liquor?
Enjoy a nice Greyhound or a belt of scotch or anything?
I actually love Greyhounds. Salty dogs, you know, with the salt. And
oh, yeah. Yeah.
That wasn't the question.
Wait, I mean, you asked if I like Greyhounds.
We know.
Salty dog is a Greyhound with salt.
That was the question.
It was the question.
All right, promote, again, for those who don't know who this woman is, you need to promote your Twitter handle, because you got a lot of new followers yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes.
Along with some interesting comments. And then somebody posted a picture of a girl who is not me.
Oh, really?
But, okay.
Was she hot?
Yeah. She was a model in the magazine, but that's not me.
In Mile High Sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a lot of very Randy listeners out there.
Yeah. Randy?
Yeah. No. They like girls like you.
Because you got a really hot Twitter avatar picture, too. That Broncos thing, that's what I was really selling. So what is your Twitter handle?
Carlin Robin.
Carlin Robin?
Yes.
Okay.
Robin
right.
with an I.
Carlin as in George?
As in George.
Yeah.
This guy's obviously too young make that reference.
No, he's not.
I'm 10 years older than you.
Really?
Yes.
Damn, you're looking good.
Well, hey. You know,
check out his Twitter handle.
I do what I can.
Have you seen Bill Geiger recently?
What? All right, well, listen. All right. Always fun. Tomorrow, same thing.
Step it up.
Hell.
You can do whatever you want, wear whatever you want.
I might throw you a curveball tomorrow. We'll see.
Okay.
Like, just come in a potato sack.
That would be, you know what? That would be awesome. Something
if it's
real.
A plunging potato no, sack.
No, no.
That'd be all right.
I want her to come in something real baggy and give up.
I want her to come in.
Sweats.
I want her to come into some. Or what? I want her to come in here in something that takes it to a new level.
Okay.
Do you like trying new snacks?
No.
Now she's afraid to answer anything. She thinks it has all double meaning.
No.
That's Gordon, your friend from this morning, asking those questions.
Hi.
Well, it's a drop. It's not really.
Would you like to get some chicken?
Mm-mm.
All right, get out of here. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We love you.
Bye.
Good luck with your show.
There she is.
In your bottom.
Carlin Robin.
Bottom.
Yeah.
Bottom.
Yes, at least a distant cousin of George, bound to be.
Bottom.